Raimi.
Hi, Taylor.
Welcome to
Much Ado About Some Shit,
where every week Raimi tries to talk me into watching garbage television.
Absolute garbage.
By Trash. Walking me through some amount of a thing.
Uh-huh.
A horrible thing. What are we doing, Raimi?
You know what we're doing.
Tell the people.
We are covering more of Vanderpump Rules Season 11.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Do you remember anything from last week?
Bad times in Tahoe.
Uh-huh.
The dog got a lot of conversing about.
Yep.
And Tom was a manipulative piece.
Correct.
Yeah. I think I covered it.
Yeah.
I think I nailed it.
Yes, we're still in Tahoe.
Oh, boy.
So while we're in Tahoe, Sheena is getting a lot of hate online for posing for a photo with a fan with the worm.
Yeah, well.
So people are outraged because it's...
Outraged.
Well, they're like, Sheena isn't loyal. Sheena's not a real friend to Ariana. How could she do this? All of this stuff.
She's being manipulated by the worm pretty aggressively.
Yep, there's that. Yeah, it's a little ridiculous. So,
women always get more hate, even when it's the men causing the problems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gotta love it, or something. Not really. Back in L.A., Katie and Ariana are interviewing for their sandwich shop. When Sheena calls Ariana from the boat in Tahoe, Ariana says she doesn't want her to be Tom's friend for her. Ariana says, hey, Sheena, you shouldn't be Tom's friend
for your own good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And then Sheena says, I can't keep hating him for you.
Don't know about that.
Like, I understand the thought and the sentiment, but this is Tom Sandoval we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, no.
Yeah. No. All right.
Yeah.
Seems great.
Mm-hmm. On the boat, Lala confronts the worm about how he told Lala that she needed to be real when he was sneaking around. Yeah.
Cool.
He kind of throws her past with Rand in Lala's face.
When she didn't know that he was doing an infidelity.
And being manipulated.
Yeah. Cool.
Uh-huh.
I could see how Tom could relate to Rand.
Yeah. She goes off because she's like, I thought maybe, you know, you would take some accountability and just say, I'm sorry. That's all you had to do.
Uh-huh.
And you threw all of this shit in my face and you're not.
Nope.
You're not taking responsibility for the hand you had in destroying this group dynamic.
Yeah.
They fight for a while.
Yeah.
Before Sheena steps in and Lala starts crying. So then the worm says sorry and everything just kind of dissolves a little bit because that's how this works.
Yeah.
Tom, like, says sorry because she's crying, but he's not really saying sorry for what he did.
For making her cry.
Yeah. It's weird.
He's a character.
So I watched this episode twice. Well, I watched all of these episodes twice. During Tom and Lala's fight, Lala says that Raquel told Lala that if Raquel doesn't fall in line with Sandoval, then she'll have no one.
So Raquel thought she needed Sandoval?
She knew that if she didn't go along with what Tom was saying, she would lose this whole group.
Sure. Having a good time.
Yeah? Are we going to divulge what's in that?
Spicy water.
Sheena's upset that Ariana hasn't really acknowledged that the worm also hurt her in all of this.
I mean, I get it, but also, like, that's backseat, babe.
Yeah.
Like, the
it does suck that you lost a friend.
It does.
That you lost two friends.
Yeah.
Ariana lost a good friend, and she lost her life partner.
Yeah. Like, look, he did hurt you too, and I am sorry for that, but it's different, and look, Ariana gets the spotlight for this particular hurt, because, yeah, she was hurt the worst, so it would be nice of her if she acknowledged that you were hurt too, but she's got enough on her fucking plate.
Right.
With this, with all she has to process. Mm-hmm. So maybe she doesn't have it in her to be the bigger person right now.
Yeah.
That's allowed. Mm-hmm. So, sorry.
I also, so one thing that I think we can kind of touch on is, you know, I mean, Tom Sandoval is saying it. Jax has said it in the past. Why are we making such a big deal about this cheating situation when they've all done it in the past?
10 years.
10 years.
10 years. And a mutual friend.
A mutual friend. Like when Katie and Schwartz divorced, her rule was just no one in the friend group.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
That was her rule.
It's, yeah, both. It's just such a big betrayal.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, every infidelity is a betrayal, but, like, this is, like, a level 10.
I think the thing, too, is also, so, way back, I don't know, season 3, 4, mm-hmm. something like that, Jax cheated on Stassi with Kristen when Kristen was with Tom Sandoval.
Sorry, all of the, you said all those names, and I just got flashbacks.
Fair.
To
the Choppers.
Ghost of podcast past.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Tom Sandoval was mad for a little bit. But then Tom just, like, forgave Jax.
Yep.
Like, yes, that was a big betrayal. But those people hadn't been together for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And you forgave the person that had sex with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like,
that's interesting.
Yeah. Sorry that no one is forgiving you this time.
Yeah. Should have kept Jax around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I forgot about him.
We might talk about him more.
I hope he's doing terribly. Anyway, no spoilers.
He's doing so much better than we want him to.
Oh, scum rises to the top of the pond. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
So Sheena also asks why nothing can ever be about her.
Not what I would have said in this particular instance where two other people are the main characters in this particular life event.
Yeah.
And you're their friend.
You're their friend. You've had two televised weddings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sheena, I'm sorry, babes. This is incorrect. This is the mark over here. Mm-hmm. You.
There's a point in this little arc of episodes where Sheena goes, I've been extremely loyal to Ariana. I was extremely loyal to Ariana when she was my backup dancer. And it flashes to the first time Sheena performs Good as Gold. Mm-hmm. And Ariana is one of her backup dancers.
Damn.
And then we cut back to Sheena and she does this little smirk afterwards. And a lot of people are turning on her because of that. And I understand that because, like, that's gross. Also, I was reading some things, you know, on a place, you know, I read it somewhere. Apparently, when Ariana was Sheena's backup dancer, the boyfriend Ariana had at the time didn't want her on the show. So she was betraying her boyfriend at the time in order to be your fucking backup dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
Sheena, I thought you were doing pretty well lately. This is a backslide, my dear. This is a backslide. No. We gotta get back to your therapist and be honest with your therapist.
Uh-huh. We've talked about Sheena missing Tom's friendship, right?
Yes.
A little bit? Okay, yeah.
He's giving her attention right now and trying to get her back, and that she is wanting attention right now, clearly. Uh-huh. So,
she always wants attention, but...
Well, yeah, but, like, ebbs and flows of how much you need attention.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, well, seems like she's needing some attention right now. Mm-hmm. And is not asking for it in an appropriate manner.
No.
Or in an appropriate forum. When two of your besties just had their entire lives blown up, it's not about you.
Sorry, babes. It's not a great look, and, like... She wants this friendship with him back, and so maybe, you know, she thinks everything's gonna blow over, and I'm sorry, but no.
Mm-mm.
So, she also says that she was so happy for Ariana to get Dancing with the Stars when that's been her dream.
Okay, so we got some jealousy towards Ariana.
Yeah.
Who, BT Dubs, is Roxy fucking Hart
on Broadway
mm-hmm. in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Holy fucking shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's, look, Sheener.
Sheener.
Now is not your moment.
No.
Don't be a jealous baby. But then again, if they weren't all attention hungry, they wouldn't be on this show.
Yeah. Sheena wanted to be a pop star.
Yep.
And Schwartz got the tattoo. Was an actor.
That it was all happening, and mm-hmm. then it wasn't.
And then nothing is happening.
Yeah, and yep. that's rough.
Yep.
That was a very ambitious tattoo, but mm-hmm. it's like, hey, sometimes you get a big break, and then things settle back out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that was it.
Yep. That's why you have to be smart about things and yep. not buy a McMansion.
Yep.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Back from Tahoe, Sheena talks to Lisa. Mm-hmm. Lisa tells her that she just needs to talk to Ariana about where she's coming from. Sheena also continues to talk about Dancing with the Stars and is like, you know, I started taking dance lessons just like in case I got it. And it's like, what would make you think that you would just get booked on this random thing?
Well, we don't know the behind the scenes there.
I mean, but, I do.
I mean,
a little.
Okay.
She has a producer friend who produces
gotcha.
On Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, so. Okay.
But that's not a 100% thing. Like, there's
evidently.
Yeah, no.
She's well, not on it.
Well, no. Having a producer friend, there's, I don't know how many producers are on Dancing with the Stars, but there's...
One or two.
There's a few. Like, just because you're friends with one producer doesn't mean you're going to get in.
Yeah, especially if... Somebody else is a better dancer.
Yeah.
That's a hard pill to swallow, but...
Opportunity is a bigger name.
Yep.
Lisa's been on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, that makes sense. I also think talking this over with an unrelated third party, like a therapist, would be better than putting this on Ariana. Because she's not going to get the response she wants from Ariana, because this is fundamentally a very selfish conversation that she wants to have. Mm-hmm. And it's like... Your friend is going through something right now. Do not make them do the emotional maintenance for you.
Right.
That is, that's a button for me.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Lala and Ariana.
Lala.
Lala and Ariana. Get coffee. And Lala comes to Sheena's defense. Brings up that Sheena caught a lot of shit for that photo. And is like... It would have been really nice for you to say to your fans, like, hey, Sheena's always been a good friend. She was taking a photo for a fan. It's very normal for us to do those things. And Ariana is like, well, I don't want my tweet to become a headline. And Lala is like, everything you do right now is a headline.
Uh-huh.
Like,
you don't come to her defense. That's a headline.
That's a headline. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people were upset that she didn't defend her immediately.
What an exhausting life.
Yeah. Ariana also knows that Tom Sandoval is trying to get Sheena in his corner, because once Sheena's in his corner, she can get everyone else mm-hmm. to be in his corner.
Yeah, he's being very aggressive about getting Sheena specifically. He's
absolutely.
Not being subtle at all.
And I mean, they had a friendship before the show.
They did.
So, like, on one hand, I get it, but on the other hand, you're being incredibly transparent mm-hmm. and heavy-handed mm-hmm. with trying to get this one person on your side.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So.
Like, he is going all in.
Mm-hmm. For Sheena.
Yep.
Yeah. During this conversation with Lala, Ariana also says, like, Sheena can do whatever she wants and what's best for her, but I'm going to do what's best for me.
Mm-hmm. Can't be worrying about other people mm-hmm. when you have that much to deal with.
Yeah.
Like, to an extent. Ideally, you still, like, can engage with each other and check in on each other. But also, if, like, say your friend isn't doing their own emotional maintenance, mm-hmm. it's okay to not have the spoons for that.
Yeah. And also, again, this is Ariana setting a boundary of being like, okay, I don't want to have mutual friends with my ex.
Yep. And that's okay.
Yeah.
It's tough, but that's a fair mm-hmm. boundary.
Yeah. Katie, Lala, and Sheena all get together for dinner. And Sheena tells the group that she is struggling with Ariana versus the worm. And Katie is pissed about it and kind of shuts down. She's like, I just don't want to talk about Tom Sandoval all the time. Like, I'm tired of it.
Dominating their whole fucking lives.
Seriously.
Exhausting.
I also, so again, I watched this episode twice. So I am now remembering, Katie's the one who brings Tom Sandoval up. So.
Okay, well, that's a little. There's that. You can't have both ways.
Right. We're going to get some sympathy for her in 2 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Because she kind of gets on a rant and says, he made everyone think I was a monster, my own ex-husband, I think, and the fact that anyone has trouble getting over this trash bag of a human is fathomless. Like, this person is, they're a demon.
All right. I think you meant unfathomable, but I understand.
Yeah.
Katie.
Mm-hmm.
That's really.
Yeah, like, yeah. Jax and Tom Sandoval went really hard on Katie, mm-hmm. and would often, in trying to defend Schwartz,
mm-hmm.
would just attack Katie.
Yeah.
So.
No good.
Yeah.
No good.
It's bad. Lisa meets the worm at Tom Tom. I think in another episode I talked about pump closing.
Yes.
So there was this giant gate outside of pump that said pump mm-hmm. in huge letters. The big gate that says pump is now at Tom Tom because it was a big custom piece.
Yeah.
And Lisa is just like not super ready to let it go, but the plan is to replace pump and put Tom Tom over it.
Okay.
So Tom Sandoval walks into Tom Tom
mm-hmm.
with the pump sign and he's like, oh, didn't know this happened. And Lisa also tells Sandoval, like, yeah, we, you know, brought some of the wait staff over and we're going to make this place a little bit more food oriented instead of cocktail oriented. And we brought our chef over from pump too, so that they're not out of a job.
Sure.
And they like their chef.
Yeah, so. I get it.
And Tom says, he doesn't say this to Lisa, but says in a confessional, you know, I figured we would be consulted about this. Like, our name is on the building.
Yeah, I probably would have assumed so too, but both Toms are morons, so
yeah.
Obviously they're not the ones really running the place.
No.
Or else it wouldn't have made it a day.
No. A week.
Yeah.
Not a, yeah. They would get through the opening.
Yeah.
I think.
And that would be it.
Yeah. Lisa then throws shade about all of that by saying, like, I don't think we would ever consult 2% owners on what to do.
Damn.
I tried to find, I saw like a screenshot with those subtitles and I tried to find the photo and I can't. I'm very
tragic.
Sad. Lisa is glad that Tahoe seemed to go well in Tom's favor.
Mm-hmm.
Sandoval also tells Lisa that he misses Raquel and wants like some sort of relationship with her.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa's like, well, I wasn't going to tell you this, but I spoke to Raquel at length, and she didn't seem very happy with you, Sandoval.
Gee, shock.
Yeah. Cut to a confessional with the worm that the last time Sandoval spoke to Raquel, it was a fight because Sandoval didn't agree with everything that the treatment center was telling Raquel.
Shut the fuck up, Sandoval.
Right. It's her choice. Like, it's not like she was involuntarily committed there.
Yeah.
She voluntarily went.
It makes me wonder what they're telling her say about, you know, triggers like toxic people in your life. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
just a thought.
Sandoval actually says that the treatment center was saying that Sandoval was bad for Raquel or something.
Sounds yeah. like, yeah, actually.
You are.
You are. Awful for her.
Right? Lisa also says, Raquel was like, I just don't like lying. Like, I'm done lying. And Sandoval told Raquel, life is lying.
Phew.
And he's like, I never said that.
I totally believe he said that.
Me too.
That's like his MO.
Yeah.
The one thing he can't help through it all.
Mm-hmm. Tom reiterates that he just wants to talk to her. And Lisa's like, well, she talked to me. I would think she would talk to you. And Sandoval is like, she blocked me. And Lisa's like, well, that's your answer.
Yep. There you go.
Yep.
No further questions.
No. Once again, we cut to a confessional with Lisa. Lisa tells the confession camera that Raquel said she felt manipulated by him. What?
No.
Right? Wild. And that she doesn't love him anymore.
Yeah, that's fair.
We've also had a lot of talk about Tom Sandoval and accountability. And a lot of other people have told him this. He had Lala tell him, hey, you need to be taking accountability. He had fucking Schwartz telling him to take accountability.
That one's wild.
Yes.
That's when you know it's serious.
Especially when, like, Schwartz cheated on Katie all the time when they were married.
Yeah.
And then they're divorced, and he's like, nah, it feels weird to date, man. It's like, you've been dating the whole time you were married.
It's only fun if there's someone you're not telling about.
Yeah. Schwartz told you accountability. We had a moment with Brock in Tahoe where he was like 10% accountability and 90% blaming everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa told him to take accountability. I know on Special Forces, that show that he was on,
yeah,
he was told to take accountability. And so, I don't know, in a 5-month time frame, you've had 20 to 25 people tell you to take accountability. One of those people being Schwartz.
Time to listen, man.
Right? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. That's rough, man. You got just... He is a victim of the consequences of his actions.
Yeah.
Just because they're consequences doesn't mean he's not a victim of them.
Oh, no. The consequences of my actions.
I'm a victim. Feel bad for me. It's like, no, you did a stupid-ass thing, and now you have to face the repercussions of it. You're not a victim.
No. It's like that episode of The Office.
Uh-huh.
It's a hate crime. That's not what a hate crime is. Well, I hated it. Lisa visits Lala,
mm-hmm,
and Lala tells her she wants another baby so that it's just hers and no one else's. Like, a baby she doesn't have to share. So that's why she's looking for a sperm donor.
Okay. I have some reservations about that particular line of thought, but okay.
Sure.
Just the... It's all mine. No sharing. It's going to be its own person.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Someday. Mm-hmm. Just remember that the babies grow into, you know, fully separate from you humans.
Yeah. They're not.
Sooner than you think, too.
Uh-huh.
So that possessiveness is gonna come back to bite you. You know, we're still young. I know a lot of people who had possessive parents and now they don't answer their calls.
Yay!
Just saying.
And if you want to be a parent, you need to be prepared to love that child no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
As
you
well.
Have to be, if you're gonna have a child, you have to be ready for any child.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
yeah,
what my mom always used to say, because you don't know what you're gonna get.
Mm-hmm.
Parental advice from not parents.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Do we sound preachy yet? Just as children of parents.
Yeah. Let's get back.
Oh my God, yeah.
So Schwartz brings his friend Joe to see you next Tuesday at,
okay,
Sir.
She is a girl, Joe.
Yep.
Cute, looks like a surfer girl.
She's a hairdresser.
Oh, okay.
I decided to pick photos that are from the show.
Mm-hmm.
These are screenshots.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the photos of Joe are either from her or they are at the worst fucking angles that her hair looks so ratted. And it's like, that should not be a hairstylist. Joe just like immediately starts asking James and Allie about how Sandoval was in Tahoe.
We've got a snake in the house.
It's very weird.
Uh-huh.
Because she's very interested and like immediately like engaged about this.
I guess she wants the hot goss and she has the chance for the insider scoop.
Which I feel like it.
But also this ain't the way to get the insider scoop. You gotta play it cool.
Yeah.
You gotta play it real cool.
Yeah.
If you come in that hot and horny for the info, you're not getting it.
I mean, listen, there's also cameras in their face.
Also,
so
that.
There's that. The worm does show up and gives James a pair of sunglasses. And Allie is worried that the worm is kind of trying to buy James a little bit. Which I think is fair.
Yeah, I think he's trying to get in everyone's good graces mm-hmm. with varying levels of aggressiveness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trying different tactics, too. Mm-hmm.
Hey, different strokes for different folks. Mm-hmm.
So the next day, Schwartz and Joe go to this weird, like, fair games sports bar.
Okay.
It's like a bar, but there's also, like, skee ball and shit.
Okay.
But it's, like, also semi-outdoors.
So kind of a carnival bar.
They're literally like, oh, we gotta get tacos, and we gotta get tequila, and something else that starts with a T.
I can't believe they're still drinking tequila at their fucking age.
Yeah, I don't get it.
The hangovers, man.
At one point, the dinner that Katie, Lala, and Sheena had, Christina Kelly orders an espresso martini, and Katie goes, can I also get an espresso martini? But with tequila?
Dear
I don't
fucking
know,
God.
Man.
Their livers.
Right? Okay, so we're at the weird fair games bar with Schwartz and Joe. And we get a little bit more info.
Yeah.
Last season, after Katie and Schwartz divorced, Schwartz moved into an apartment.
Okay.
Joe also immediately moved into this apartment. But he was like, no, we're just friends. We're just really good friends.
I mean, I do believe in friendship between men and women because I'm queer and I have guy friends, mm-hmm. but also people who don't believe in that, I actually just feel real bad for.
Yeah.
They're missing out on good friendships mm-hmm. with half the population. That right. sucks. Grow up. Come on.
Well,
though with Schwartz, I don't believe in his maturity.
No.
Anyway.
That stuff also kind of all boils down to either misogyny or not trusting your partner.
Or both.
Or both, yeah. So there were lots of rumors of what they were doing, and Katie does not like Joe at all. At the last reunion, Katie was like, Joe is scary. Joe is scary. She is a creep. Creepy Joe. And okay. Schwartz is like, don't do that, Katie. Bleh.
I will say, hearing you say creepy Joe gave me brief flashbacks to Katie just like, ragging on other people real hard.
Fair.
And making very abrupt generalizations about them because she didn't like them. So
fair.
I'm not immediately trusting Katie's judge of character.
I understand. But also, as someone who recently found out that the person that I thought was trash is actually trash.
Super well, great. I mean, yeah. I mean, absolutely.
But I trust me more than I trust Katie.
Exactly, and I trust you more than I trust Katie,
there
too.
There we go.
It's like, when you don't like someone, you don't immediately just go, they must be, and just
putting
like,
that, like, label on them, too, of,
yeah,
like, creepy.
I feel like she's really fast to, like, snowball something.
Totally.
And
totally.
Just declare somebody is a thing and then just go hard on it.
Right, yeah.
So it's like, all right.
Pump them brakes, baby.
Pump yeah. the jam. Pump
no. Okay, so because of this little interaction at this weird bar,
mm-hmm.
we get some more info about their relationship. Joe and Schwartz did hook up last year.
Sure, yeah.
When asked when they were last intimate, Schwartz is like, I don't know, it was like a long time ago. And Joe says, like a month ago.
Get your story straight, y'all.
They're being... This information is coming out in separate confessionals between the two. So Joe says that they were like friends and they had feelings for each other. And like, I think the feelings are still there. And Schwartz is like, it's like a very platonic relation friendship.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's
well,
awkward.
I also feel like he's probably trying not to get any extra heat about... Like him and a gal, what's going on with the other Tom at the moment.
Yeah.
Just gonna let Sandoval keep that heat.
Mm-hmm. There's that. Here's me doing a fun little speculation. What if, you know, he was fucking Joe before him and Katie were divorced?
Yep.
He's
that
gonna
is
catch
a speculation.
Shit from
yep.
everybody for that.
Now is not the time for that to come out.
No.
Ha ha.
Schwartz then hosts a little Rat Pack boys night at a Brazilian steakhouse.
Okay.
Sandoval then tells everyone what Lisa told him about Raquel.
Okay.
And admits that, like, it's really weird to talk to James about Raquel because of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Duh.
But James is like, it's fine, it's whatever, and, like, I'm glad, like, you're in my life again.
Okay.
It's weird.
Yep.
Last little thing. Allie is hosting a girls' astrology chart reading night. Because Allie is going to be an astrologer.
Astrologer.
Yes.
That's a funny word. All right.
She reads everybody's birth charts.
Okay.
Lala and Katie fight about Ariana not wanting to have mutual friends with Sandoval. All
right. She's allowed to not want that, guys.
Yeah. Lala does her don't start, disengage shit.
Disengage.
Lala thinks that Ariana is holding lots of resentment towards Sandoval.
Gee, what an insight.
Right?
What an insightful insight.
Well, and Lala's like, you can't hold that much resentment towards people because it eats you up. And like, number one, yeah. Number two, sometimes who the fuck cares? There are certain people in my life I will hate forever and I will rejoice the day they die.
What's eating her up right now is probably still the betrayal.
Yeah.
So the resentment ain't even the problem yet.
Right? And yeah, maybe it is eating her up. Guess what? She has to figure that out on her own time. Yep. You don't get to decide when that happens.
Informing someone on how they should feel is never going to make them feel idea. That way.
No.
It's like saying calm down to someone. That's so known to work.
Right? Allie brings the situation to a close by saying, like, astrology is how we kind of, like, understand each other.
Sure.
And Lala says to Katie, I am sorry that at any point in time I made this about me. Do you want to see my chart? And that's it.
Damn, so close.
Yeah.
And yet so far. All right. Well, another week done.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We'll be back next week with something. If you weren't aware, you could check us out online. We have Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. At Much Ado Some Shit. We also have a Patreon, also at Much Ado Some Shit. Speaking of which, special shout out to our patrons.
Emma, Florence, and Meg.
Thanks so much, guys. We appreciate you. We appreciate everyone for listening. And we will see you all next week.
Bye.